Advocates say that only a complete redesign of aged care in Australia can address the sad and shocking state of the system, to use the language of the interim report of the Aged Care Royal Commission. And there's scepticism as the Prime Minister promises to pour more money into home care packages by year's end. Advocates say they've heard the promises before. We brought you details of the report as it was released last night. Tonight, the Minister for Aged Care and Senior Australians, Richard Colbeck, answers questions, defending actions the government has already put in place and declining to apologise for the situation. First, though, the view from Craig Gear. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the Older Persons Advocacy Network.
The concerns that have come out of the Royal Commission's interim report are things that our aged care advocates have been seeing for a number of years. And it's actually, I suppose it's successive governments, but it is a really complex system that has never been designed, I suppose, from the ground up. And we're hoping now, what has been flagged in the interim report, that it's not just about a bit of more money, but it's actually about redesigning the system. It's got to work better, it's got to be easier to navigate, and it's got to work better for all our Australians.
Well, the Prime Minister today has said, in response to calls for immediate action, that there'll be more money by Christmas for home care packages. Is that a good enough start?
It's absolutely vital. It's a start. But we've had these promises before. We've had triples of funding coming into home care. There's still not transparency on the national prioritisation list. But we actually need urgent money and big money. We're looking at about $2 to $2.5 billion, I think, to really fix the home care waiting list. People are waiting like 2 years on that and going into aged care earlier, or they're dying while they're waiting for the right level of home care package.
Other advocates have said there is money in the system for about 50,000 more home care packages that hasn't been allocated despite those long waiting lists we've been hearing about. Is the system being mismanaged?
Well, I just think there's not transparency on who's waiting and why they're waiting. And yes, there has been commitments to increase funding for home care for a number of months. And I think we were here at last Christmas and promises came of more funding. But again, the funding's being trickled out. It's not a large amount of money, and money in the right locations. So we're also concerned about remote areas and Aboriginal communities who are just not getting the access to aged care, let alone a choice in their aged care.
What's your advice then to family members who are now having to, you know, at this very moment, considering options for their elderly loved ones? Because this is a frightening report if you're in that situation, isn't it?
It is. And I wanted people still to have confidence in the system. But at the same time, I think people need to be much more aware and ask the right questions as they're going into aged care. Is this provider going to give you choice? Does it just look good during business hours? What is it like on the weekend? This is where we need to move to fairly quickly, is a much more transparent aged care system, one that you can compare providers. And that naturally will start to improve quality, because people will know that people will walk with their feet.
And one of the points the Royal Commission makes in this interim report is that it's critical of treating people as customers or clients, the market-based approach. Do you think it's time to ditch the market-based view of how we treat aged Australians?
If that's going to be there, it needs to be complemented with seed funding or bulk funding as well, because the market doesn't work everywhere. It doesn't work once you get away from the coasts in Australia, and if you're in a regional town, usually doesn't work either. So you've got to have, I suppose, a market to actually work too. So what do we do for those areas where it's not viable for a business to actually run? We need to have equitable access to aged care right across Australia.
I wonder, is the Australian government, in your view, in breach of its fundamental obligations, human rights obligations to older Australians, given what we've heard from the Royal Commission?
Well, it's interesting, because we've been doing a lot of work around the Charter of Aged Care Rights. So this is a charter that was designed by the system and supported by government and put in place by government. It's under the Aged Care Act. And it talks about the right as an older person receiving Commonwealth home or residential aged care to high quality services, to live free of abuse and neglect, to have the right to access an aged care advocate. So those rights are already in, and they're ones that are put in the Australian legislation. Let alone if you start looking at what's happening with chemical and physical restraint, and we are really concerned about chemical restraint. The levels are just way too high. Human Rights Watch recently launched and released a report which highlighted some really shocking stories of people being sedated just to manage inconvenience rather than troublesome behaviours. And we think that needs to be looked at now. The controls are just not tight enough as it is.
So what more does the government need to say and do right now, today, to meet the expectations of older Australians and their families and people who advocate like you?
Yeah, so I think that in any change, there needs to be an increase in access to aged care advocates, someone that understands the system, that help people through and guide them through. More people need to understand their rights and that they can, and how to stand up and exercise their rights to be able to make choice. We do need that funding into home care. That has to happen straight away. Right now, we could actually send the right messages and we could put the funding into home care right away.
Craig Gear, thank you very much for speaking with PM today.
Thank you.
Craig Gear is the Chief Executive Officer of the Older Persons Advocacy Network.